Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. Goddamn it, I got dope for you. Pure dope. You're gonna be mad at me because at one point I ain't gonna be able to talk to y'all about this goddamn shit. We don't know when that's gonna be. But I'm telling you, a lot of the time, this goddamn abadabba I be spitting is falling on deaf ears. Now, I remember a show I did on commitment. This one is on passion. I mean, it's really curious to me. I wonder if you guys really know what these words mean. I'm sure you have an idea. But there is a genuine meaning to just about every word. Now, I remember on that show, I spoke about the lion, king of beasts. And I gave some goddamn seriously strong life advice. But when I got the responses from you, a lot of you motherfuckers didn't really get it. So, I'm going to start off with that little story. And let me tell you what you need to do as you listen to it. You need to see yourself as the lion. And you need to see and apply the points that in the story about the lion's growth to your life. Now, of course, if you're wise and you're already up on this shit that I'm, you know, this abadabra, you know, you've already heard what I was saying. Then I will admit, every so often, I get some dudes that's really paying attention and they say something that I just really, 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 really got to say something about. Now, this motherfucker that I'm finna mention, I ain't gonna mention his name, but I'm telling you, you know, he coming up and he's been in on a few conversations, you know, with me and some other motherfuckers, we three-way or whatever you want to call it. And this motherfucker made a comment on Iceberg Slim's book, Pimp. He said that anybody that read that goddamn book has to understand that Sweat Jones was the real pimp. Iceberg Slim was mispimping all throughout the whole story. But see, young niggas think they take their misguided stories as law. You know, hitting on bitches is bad, using drugs is bad, and a whole list of other mistimping that went on in that book. Now, that book is a very widely read book. But this nigga's 100% right. Now, I ain't mad at Iceberg. I ain't mad at nobody. If he's mistimping, he's mistimping. That was on him. But what I am saying is this young motherfucker seeing through all the bullshit. And he's seeing what real motherfuckers learn. What I'm saying is, I give that motherfucker a giant salute. And he know who the fuck he is. See, because a lot of motherfuckers are satisfied with a few pieces of the puzzle. They just, some of it, that's all they want. And these fools today couldn't really recognize shit from sugar. Why? Because both of the words begin with S. The motherfuckers who got my course can already hear all the nuggets that I drop on these videos. And you know, and they're now applying this shit to their lives. It's just too much. I can't put it in the class. I only could put what I could put in the class. But these videos, let's say on commitment, I mean, if you look through my library, I'm sure you might see three or four of them on commitment. But they're not the same. They're not the same. See, these dudes know now to catch as many videos as possible. because the topics that I actually speak on are so many. You know, I need to cover most of the information covertly. You guys don't even know I'm dropping it. Because I don't want to, you know, give away something that these motherfuckers had to pay dearly for. Shit. But I do want them to take advantage of how I got this set up. So that's another thing you learn at Sidewalk University, how to hear what I'm saying. Sooner or later, you guys are going to realize that my course at Sidewalk University, we're your best friends. We're your strongest allies. Now, I got something you New Wave brothers, you know, you high-tech brothers should think about. Instead of trying to reinvent this pimping or reinvent being a man, why don't you try to reinvent the wheel? It would seem to me the wheel have been around a long fucking time. Throughout the ages, and haven't really changed. It haven't changed its design. So I just would bet you would have an easier time getting people to agree with your new design of a triangle wheel. Well, they get used to that quicker than they would the bullshit you fucking talking about this game. Just today, a young motherfucker I've been talking to called me and asked if I could loan him $50. I ain't got no lot of money. But, you know, when a motherfucker fucking with me is in need, you know, I'm the one to call. Because I'm a fucking B-beer. We started kicking it, and that motherfucker told me a couple of the problems that he was going through. Now these problems ain't, you know, really big major fucking problems. But he may have needed the motherfucking bill. It wasn't even $100. I told him, all right, man, you know, meet me, woo-woo. The fool say, man, my mother and brawl got the car. And, you know, when she get back, I'll holler at you. Now, right here, you got to understand me. Right here is where the buck stops. Man, I don't feel I should go out of my motherfucking way to help some motherfucking man who has a woman. She's physically fit. She ain't got no goddamn injuries. And this nigga screaming, tipping out his goddamn mouth. Why can't he send her to get some dough? So it was a while before this motherfucker called me, but he did call. And he told me, I thought he was going to say, never mind. But he asked me where to meet him. And I said, man, what? He said, well, where you want me to meet you? He said, meet you. I said, man, you niggas kill me. The only time a pimp nigga needs a jug is when that motherfucker is holy. And if you got a hoe and you borrowing money, your ass needs to put on some hot pants and go out there with that goddamn bitch. She can continue to be a zero man, and you can continue to be the garbage collector. It don't matter to me, but I ain't fucking with you like that. Because no nigga, no motherfucker with a bra is supposed to be asking another motherfucker for shit. Just like that bitch. She ain't supposed to be asking another bitch for shit. But anyway, I asked the question, when is a lion not a lion? Long as you fucking try to explain when he's not a lion, uh-oh, you guys, you gotta wait. Shit, this bitch takes me back. As long as you trying to say this motherfucker is not a lion, you trying to explain it, you're going to be wrong. Oh, okay, bitch. Hey, you guys, hold on 1 second. I'm slow. I'm sorry, you motherfuckers. Okay. Okay, I'm ready. All right, so, what was I saying? God damn it. Oh, about this motherfucking nigga. Well, I'm saying, no, I was actually talking about that lion. Well, but really and truly, if you got a bra, and y'all haven't figured out how to help each other live, what are you doing together? I mean, it's about assisting each other if that's the case. It's not just about that. But I'm saying that has to be a big part of it. How are you going to be a motherfucker that can't help you? That means you got to always help her. Fuck that. But as long as you try to explain why this motherfucking lion is not a lion, you're going to be wrong. No matter how much goddamn sense you make, you're going to be wrong. You need to accept from birth. A lion is bred to be a lion, king of the beasts. He only learns from his mom. She's showing him how to kill or be killed. She's showing him how to stay out the way. She's showing him all kind of shit as he grow up. I think it's for 2 years. Oh, yeah. That wall that's in front of you that's not allowing you to see this shit that I'm saying. That's your lack of vision. Remove that wall that's in front of you, and you'll be able to see. Get some vision. You know, I try my best to do things to help you guys get to where you want to be. All my videos are about that. But the object, oh, I'm sorry, 917. I ain't even looked over there. Hope you ain't been there long. What's up, 917?
Hey, chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. I was curious. I wanted to ask you, you know, you're talking about the lions and whatnot, and do you think there's a difference, or do you think the lion could have a lion raised in captivity, right? Do you think that lion could have the same potential eventually as a lion that was raised, you know, out in the free world, you know, or do you think that lion in the captivity?
No,
yeah,
no.
You think it's what?
No, he ain't right. Gonna have the same, but he gonna have his natural instincts, but they gonna be tamed.
Right.
See, I was gonna get into what's going on with a lion. Just you know, hold on a little bit. We'll get into it. See.
All right.
Because that's my whole point, is a lion will always be a lion. Period. There's a such thing as a beta lion, though. And I'm going to get into that shit so we can hear it. That's a good question, bro.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay, now check this out. The object of getting laced is to have knowledge that's going to allow you to move and shape with the in crowd. That's where the winners are. Now, the in crowd with a lion is his pride. Well, or the pride. It's only one lion's pride, and that's whatever head lion it is. he own all the bitches, and he decides if the boy's going to live or die when they born, because he'll eat them motherfuckers if it's about he ain't got but one bitch. And if you eat them, they come in the heat quicker. What I'm saying, the lion going to be a lion. Ain't no goddamn way he ain't going to be a lion. Now, what I'm saying is, I went back to being picky about the students that I teach. I'm picky when it comes to women. You know, I'm that way because I want to win. Lions don't have to pick. Everything is theirs. They think the fucking field is theirs. They think the water where everybody's drinking is theirs. They don't give a fuck who you are as far as an animal or a person. They ain't finna ask you, can I eat your goddamn spouse? They ain't finna pull up on a goddamn motherfucker and tell him, man, you and your business is in danger. I'm about to, you know, they gonna just do it. All right. They gonna just do it. So what I'm saying is, I started to believe I'll be picking and choosing for the rest of my life. Or am I so silly that I believe I can miraculously get lazy, scary dudes to think they could be men? Anyway, lions are and will always be king of beasts. Individual lions will not have any authority when they're young. As they mature, their commitment to being a lion is groomed. And as they age, they become more and more of a lion. And the moment this motherfucker thinks that he can be a king of beasts, his dad gonna put him out. And you go be a king, motherfucker. You ain't being one over here. Now, what I'm saying, as far as why I'm telling you this story, as that lion mature, they're committed to their nature, and that's to be the king of beasts. And later in life, this motherfucking lion, little baby right now, but he already dreaming about the pride he gonna have. And he gonna rule it until he ages to the point that someone take it from him. Now, you gotta critically think about the things I say. You just can't say them. I mean, think about them. You gotta critically think about them. So what I'm saying is, he's always a lion. Even in captivity, bro, caller, he's a lion in captivity. Because in captivity, they're kept semi-drug and full. Now, if you look at anything on lions, what the fuck do they do when they full? Nothing. Just lay around and yawn. And sit up and look at shit. The only time that lion get up is when he got something on his mind he want to do. And when he got that on his mind, whatever that is, he's going to do it. So, long as he's kept full and sedated, he could be handled by whoever got him in captivity. But if that lion got hungry and wasn't fed, he gonna find some food and it's liable to be you, whoever handling his ass. Lions know what they want and go get it. Some motherfuckers don't know what they want. They miss it when it's right in their face. Now, the lion hungry. And he see this boar. This boar is little. And he say to himself, man, I don't want that little motherfucker. I'd rather get me a big fat whatever. You think they think like that? Man, if the lion's hungry, The only thing he think about is he's hungry. He don't care how many of these little motherfuckers he got to eat. Of course he would rather catch a big whatever and be able to eat till he's full and come back the next day and eat some more. But the lion has one thing on his mind, and that's what he wants. And you got to be like that, bro. I know a woman I meet tonight, she's going to be on her best behavior. And I'm going to be on mine. Excuse me. The thing is, my worst behavior is not much different than my best behavior. But there are differences. Women's best then usually is totally different than their worst then. Women always have some kind of hidden thoughts about you that don't come out until that worst then comes out. See, we're like a lion. We're lazing around in the heat waiting till we get hungry. Waiting till we get hungry enough to go looking for some food. Now, once we get hungry, the only thing going to be on our mind is eating. But we're not talking about eating people. We're not talking about hunting people. So what's the relationship? The relationship is the mindset. If you want something, go fucking get it. Period. As men, we should go out with being kingly on our minds. That should be the only thing on your mind. Because right now, you got to understand, you're a cub. And as cubs, you need to learn the ropes. How the fuck do you learn the ropes? As you hear them, go try him, like that lion, as he realized he's learning how to hunt, fucking with his mama. He starts practicing that shit when he's just playing around with his brothers and sisters. He practiced, they wrestle, they do all that goddamn shit, building their skills. Your skills have to be built. Can't nobody tell it to you. The lioness is already telling the motherfucker what to do. He ain't going to be able to do it. He got to practice it. Just like you got to practice this shit that we talking about now. You need to go out and shoot your shot every motherfucking day. You may not even get proper responses. Do you think that lion give a fuck if he's looking for something and didn't see it yet? He only care when he see it. You got to stay on the same grind as that lion. Repetitive activities. We're not a lion, so we don't only need these repetitive activities. We need the rest of our life too. But we need to make our life coexist with what the fuck is going on, what you have to be. Because if you're trying to coexist with life, you ain't gonna get to be a lion. Life coexists with the lion. That's right, the lion ain't changing what he knowing, he ain't changing shit. Of course, it's going to get cold, he got to do this, he got to do that. Whatever he got to do, he just going to naturally do it. And he ain't getting a fuck. You got to be that way. You have to practice. You have to practice. Stay on the grind. You got to practice being the monster that you're about to become. You'll see some progress you've made, and, you know, once you've made enough progress to actually try to do some of the things that you, you know, have learned to do, shit, you'll be headed towards your future. But just as the Lion Cub, you gotta practice daily on being raw. That Lion Cub is not practicing being soft. This motherfucker, if he can, he's gonna throw his brother or sister down and smash their face in the ground. And he's gonna be looking over at Mom's thinking whatever, because Mom's a play with him. But he ain't fucking with Dad. Dad don't play. Dad ain't got time to play. I only, man, the only way I know you mind because I smell you. Now, when you get old enough, your smell ain't gonna even matter. That's how lions think. Man, that's how you gotta think. Not that you're gonna eat up the kids or whatever. You ain't gotta think that kind of goddamn shit. But you have to be committed to the growth in what you think. In life, you're going to be faced with all kinds of adversarial situations. But just as the lion does, the lion, you can see, let's say he gets to this rock, and he's on it, and it's a little high, and he thinks, but it's only one way to go, and he ain't never really did this. This motherfucker ain't going to do nothing but stand on that rock long enough to figure what chance he want to take. And when he do, he taking it. He going to figure out what he can do, and he going to do it. The commitment, the mentality. You got to have that understanding. That's me. I ain't no fucking lion, but I am a goddamn lion. And a lion or lion cubs, you know, some of them won't make it to be able to head a pride. Some of them end up beta lions. A Charlie lion getting killed. Just as some of you motherfuckers end up beta men. It's for the same reasons. Only the most committed lion will risk all to get what he has come to believe is his to have. You got to be committed as that motherfucking lion cub. Them motherfuckers, animals, they learn shit. You ever see them fucking goats that be on the cliffs? Them cliffs be thousands of feet up in the air. And it ain't nothing but straight down. And them motherfuckers be jumping from place to place. Them babies learn to do that shit too. Why? Because they practice it every day. Just like I used to do. I went 2 years without catching me a hog. I had one those 2 years, but I'm saying I didn't catch another one. I sure was being very discouraged. Shit. You got to be fully committed the entire time you alive. And you got to learn quickly to trust your judgments. As a man, you becoming your job is to take care of business at all times. This means no more making statements you don't have no intentions on living up to. Your sense of who you are should be tied to your word as a man. Your word should be a positive reflection of your integrity. I'm telling you, women lie in wait to see a man stand his ground. And when you do, most of them motherfucking bitches don't even recognize what's in front of them. That's when they act an ass. Because they ain't used to being around a motherfucker who knows his value. when you see the worst them, they're fucking horrendous because they hide so much. That's why I'm bringing the worst me out in about 7 seconds, because the worst me ain't too much different than the, you know, the good me. I don't have no time to fucking wait. So I know the sooner she see the worst me, the sooner I see the worst her, and if I want to fuck with her or not. That's the way I be thinking. I ain't wasting no time trapping myself in what I'm thinking as far as about the bitch. It's just wise to stay on the ADTs and to be sure to always make what you saying have meaning to what you believe. I do. And never, I mean never, make a fucking promise that you don't intend on keeping. Because you got to remember, women, your woman, watches your every move. So you got to make sure your moves are manly, and breaking promises is for boys. Losers. Now, are you a fucking trucker? Do you goddamn drive long treks across the country? Or you might just take long drives to meet up with clients. Whatever you do for your income, if it involves driving, the course has been mobile for a while. The truckers who've got it loves being able to study the course on the goddamn road. And along with the course, you get the attention of being in a group of light-thinking truckers without ever having to be anywhere except where you're headed. Now, I know attention spans are shorter, so I have 16 30-minute MP4s with me instructing you like you're in class. You get motivation and encouragement from my unique teaching style, which puts you in a street smart mentality, but you never have to be in the streets. You get it all from the safety of your cab until you go out and do the exercising, which is where you're going to practice the new strategies that I've laid on your motherfucking ass. Practice make perfect, and all you need to do is practice. All truckers and businessmen who go on road trips should see this as good news. Sidewalk University's off-campus confidence course is complete. We already know the five loves of man, but now getting there for most of you who stay on the road is as simple as putting the MP3 in your deck. So I guess you say, well, shit, man, I could have did it before. You could have, but you wouldn't have been getting that SWU push. My graduation rate is tripled, and that's because of the methods I use, which are now in MP4 form. Each level is $300, and there's 5 levels. Do the math. But you know me, if you a trucker and you want to get it, you know, get down, buy 4 of them, and you get the 5th one free. You gonna want all 5, so you want the deal. And I bet you're going to love getting one of them motherfuckers free. The full price is back in effect. $1,500 for the goddamn course. And I'm positive you're going to thank me when you graduate. You know, lately, I've been in a lot of meetings and shit. And I've concluded that I'm just a monitor of this abadabba of today. I've been doing this for a lot of years, monitoring, maybe 8, 9. But believe it or not, I fucking seen a few changes. I have. I've seen a few changes due to the direction that I'm going in. I'm in the middle of relinquishing the reins to a qualified motherfucker replacement who's going to give you as much as I've tried to give. Now, I'm continuing my videos in Sidewalk University, but I'm just not getting into checking you motherfuckers who say foul shit anymore. Therefore, you might see a kinder, gentler, but the same game to uphold Rosebud. Whoever the replacement will be will have impeccable references. And guess what? I'm taking applications. Now, you got to understand, being a man requires you to stand on principles that you've adopted in your life, and you got to represent those principles at all times. If you go out, if you're at a gathering, no matter where you are, the movies, be fucking careful. I mean, don't get into no goddamn argument. Don't get no arguments with strange people. Man, these motherfuckers trying to kill you. And I know you'll kill them too. But what I'm saying is, what good is that going to do? You're going to be in jail. I want you here so that I can rant and rave at your motherfucking ass. Scream and cuss your goddamn ass out. Talk about your motherfucking not having no goddamn motherfucking abadabra. I don't care. I just want you here. I don't fucking want to read about you or see you on the news. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't have enough. It's getting too risky to even go to the drive-in. And if you're serious, you'll consciously check that you're representing being a man with all your moves. Just as there's many lionesses that's out, women are out. Just like the lionesses, the women are observing all your moves. The lionesses are out there observing that goddamn potential pride leader's move. My point is, in both cases, when that female sees something that attracts them, they're going to be attracted to you. That's what they're looking at you for, to see if you have something that attracts them. That's why you got to always feel like you're on stage. And no matter where you at, the entire establishment, they're looking at you. So you got to be styling. You know, checking that mustache, you know, woo-woo, you know, your clothes, everything, you got to be doing that shit. Most of you guys have accepted and settled for whatever kind of goddamn woman gives you action. Man, shit. You motherfuckers who feel like this are the main ones I want to see this video. I want you to get interested in Sidewalk University. If you want to leave it to chance, you can. But if you buy into improving yourself, I will honor that. And you'll be privy to the dope that I'm slinging. Because you know they call me the D-boy. I got dope. I'm slinging it too. There's a few more things that I need to get to be where I, you know, am in control of everything, instead of some things controlling me. All the bullshit I experience, no matter what it is, it's just growing pains. I mean, I take it like that. They're just growing pains for me. Now, I made an offer a week or two ago to take three students at $800, which is, you know, $700 off. And then only two motherfuckers showed up and got that deal. I don't get that. I mean, I guess they're the only ones who were serious and really didn't need to make procrastinating statements. I probably heard from the ones who really wanted the chorus because they want it, not because it was on sale. You know, I'm going to give you motherfuckers another chance to jump on that deal, but I'm only giving two motherfuckers to spend $800 to get into that October semester with the full chorus and SWU's blessings. And you got to Friday. What's today? Wednesday. Yeah, you got to Friday to claim your spot. Yeah. And you know what I'll do? I'm going to give you the deal, and they're going to feel truly blessed. And they're just going to feel truly blessed. Those of you who faithfully watch my videos shouldn't just watch them. You should soak this shit up. After taking an honest inventory of yourself, and you say you're a confident man, so be it. I already know everything you're trying to learn, and you know that's just truth. I've outlined simple directives for you to follow and to excel in the course of following my directives. You're going to find that you've overcome the obstacles, or one of the obstacles, which is fear. And you're going to overcome that within the first 2 weeks. If you couldn't see it then, now you see why. I don't care about what somebody promised they're going to do next week or next month. I care about what's real, whatever that is. Now, it really is funny, though. God damn it, you fucking plant. If you listen to these dudes, you think they were serious as fuck, but they aren't. I mean, could that be a sign that that's how the ladies see you too? I continue to hear it from the ladies that I speak with. When I tell them about my school, I hear the same shit. Oh, you guys talk a good game, but don't come close to being what you represent. What the fuck do you mean, you guys? No, I don't mean you. I'm just saying men. Mama's boys, that's the phrase I hear the most. As I've always believed, the proof is in the pudding. And if the way you are responding to this gift at the crucial time it's coming, if this is any indication, your fucking pudding ain't started baking. You got to make moves, not excuses. I've been in the woodshed, working my ass off, getting my office together, getting our crib together, getting these MP4s together for those of you motherfuckers who need word-for-word examples. You know, to accomplish that goal you're trying to accomplish of getting that woman and getting results. The only thing I can guarantee is that if you do this exactly as stated, you're going to come up. Your voice, your attitude, your confidence, that's what you need. I'm getting hungry, goddammit. I need to go get something to eat. Get at me and let me know if you're working still or if you're someone blazing a trail in the streets. Whichever it is, I got instructions. The last thing, this morning and each morning, I get to wake up. I first think of what I'm going to do. And then I go do it. This morning, I had a lot of shit to do. And I wasn't looking forward to it. But that's why I don't accept those silly analogies that you guys be coming up with about this game. You know, in general. You're cool with your manhood being suspect. You weren't laced with the real information on being a man. It wasn't passed down to you like it was to me. I actually had older friends and just different motherfuckers that insisted that I learned how to be a man before I started trying to be in the streets. 480, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, Rosebud?
I'm doing good, bro. You all right, son? You straining?
No, I'm good. My vocal cords just paralyzed.
Okay,
I just wanted to shed some...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to shed some enlightenment onto why I'm personally hesitant in the course SWU. In terms of ego, I just like, it feels pathetic, you know, that I have to buy somebody's advice instead of just doing it my fucking self. And I know that's ironic. I know it's bullshitty because, you know, why am I fucking here? But that's just some insight.
Well, bro, I wouldn't feel shitty because, you know, of doing it. For one reason, you need to know it. So at one point in life, as far as why you feel shitty for having to need to pay for this, is because people older than you, before you, stopped giving it to you like they did me. Man, when I was coming up, they used to slap me in the back of the head. They used to call it cup in your head, hit you with the palm of their hand right on the back of your head, and the cup of their hand, a catch that back of your head, and then hurt it. But they'd hit you and say, take your ass to school. You know, you trying to stand out there and be slick with them because you see them, but you a kid. Then they going to make you go to school. They going to make you do this. They going to make you do that. And then when you get a couple of years on you and shit and you've been fucking with them, they're going to be telling you what men do. And you're going to be around them watching what men do. And you'll be exposed to it, and you wouldn't have to pay for the shit. But now,
yeah,
they got motherfuckers that just don't know how to give it to you, man. You know, they just don't. If I was like rich, I would give my shit away free. If I even get rich, I'm gonna give it away because people need it. I need it now.
Yeah,
you know
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. I mean, like, I wasn't raised. I raised myself. So, you know, now I'm in this weird fucking place. Like, I have everything I want. But, you know, that mentality isn't there.
Hey, bro, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You can't cook a cake tonight with yesterday's ingredients. I mean, not ingredients. With yesterday's pan. Of cake or whatever. I mean, you can't use that old shit. If you had whatever you had in your life that made whatever your life, whatever it was, you can't think about it as far as something that's keeping you from getting or doing what you need to do now. You can't say because you didn't have nobody and you raised yourself that's why you're in this fucked up place. That has something to do with you being in a fucked up place, but the reason you're in a fucked up place is because you ain't decided to get out.
Yeah.
What you think of that?
Just being in the now.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Just being in the now, yeah.
That's where you need to be, in the now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need to be thinking about whatever the fuck happened. You can't change it. It happened.
Yeah.
You gotta pass it up, bro. And the way you do that is by knowing what to think. I can't, like, say, think this, think that, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I mean. What I mean is knowing what to think about what you think, knowing what to believe or do about what you think. What I'm saying is I say this to people, and they think that I'm crazy or not crazy, but, you know, that's not correct. But I do the first thing to come to my mind. I don't ever question
my.
You know why I do that?
So you can follow through and do something?
No. Why I do that is I know the first thing that comes to my mind is the purest thought on whatever is going on. My second thought, or the second thing that comes to my mind, has been filtered through whatever the hell I think about what's going on. Now, if I do the first thing that comes to my mind, which is the rawest thing, How many times have you told yourself, man, I should have did what I first thought? The The reason that is because your first thought is the purest thought, and it's the one dealing with the problem. Every other thought is you dealing with the thought. Fuck that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you. That's some real
totally
shit.
Fucking right.
Yeah. Fuck the second thought, man. You ain't gonna think to kill a police. You ain't gonna think to go jump off the bridge. You ain't gonna think to rob no goddamn bank. You'll never think no shit like that. So why can't you think about the first thing you think? Because the first thing you think is really thinking about what's going on.
Yeah. All right. I thought you're completely right. You fucking got me. I mean.
All right, bro. Hey, what's good? What's good as you see it, and I hope it helped. Thanks for the call, because it was a good one. All right, look, like I'm saying, you don't want to be cool with your goddamn manhood being suspect. But the fact is, you weren't laced like I was. You weren't. I'm telling you, your dad, your brothers, your fucking brother's friends, if they was older than you, seeing you doing some shit, your ass got checked. The only thing you could be sure of was they wasn't going to tell on you. But about your motherfucking ass getting checked, take your ass to school, motherfucker. Get your ass off this corner. They could do that. You don't need to be up here. Man, I do this where all the shit at, man. Take your little ass home. They just, man, I miss that shit. I never got to do it, really. You know, I wouldn't make myself be in that position. Hey, you guys ain't need to be doing this kind of goddamn shit. But them motherfuckers lied to pull out a gun and shoot me. We wasn't like that, man. We was in awe of them older dudes. We seen them on the corner. We seen them drinking. We seen them doing shit. And not all of us, but the ones that did, gravitated to that shit. And them older motherfuckers knew that it was going to be some young motherfucking dudes coming up here liking what we doing. And then we encourage them, we ain't shit. That's what they thought. Because if they discourage you, run you off all the time, and you still come, you must want it. That's how they think. That's why it's like it is. We gonna make it hard for your motherfucking ass. But if you keep coming and show you want it, fool, you gonna get it. Because before you know it, 2 years went by, motherfucker been slapping the back of your head. At one point, you gonna say, man, shit. And when you do that, you ready to be up there. Long as you trying to get away, you getting slapped in the head. But when you tell that motherfucker, shit, man, and you still there, hey, he's finna start kicking it with you. That's just how it go. Hey, you private number. I so hope you ain't just, hello. Hey, what's up, private number?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good today, but, you know, first time listener, what's the topic of tonight's show?
Passion.
All right. Do you take advice on passion or how I should be passionate?
Do I take advice on passion?
No, do you give advice on passion?
Well, the whole thing is advisory. We're talking about the subject of having passion. But I'm not trying to tell you what passion is. I'm only telling you how to believe in something passionately.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm really passionate about dogs. I've always said I have never met a dog that I do not like, right? I've never met a dog that I don't get along with. But I've been suffering from passion of dogs recently. You know, I've been getting way too close to some of the members of my dog pack. I breed Chihuahuas, I breed Pit Bulls, I breed Border Collies, Huskies, I breed pit pugs, any kind of dog I breed. But I'm concerned about my passion recently. It's been getting a little bit out of
wait. Let me ask you a question. What is your passion getting you into that make you concerned?
Well, I don't know. I've been getting too close to a few of the dogs, you see.
What do you mean too close? You got to let them go at one point?
Well, you could say that. I've had that issue with dogs, and, you know, they've gone around and they've caused some issues for my property, and I've just acted passionately towards them in some manners that I'm not very proud of.
Bro, I got two pits. I used to breed Rotties and Chihuahuas. And let me tell you something, man. A motherfucker would have a hard time coming between me and my dog, except when they're puppies. Now, when they're puppies, I like them, but I know somebody coming to get them. So there's no real attachment. But if, let's say, one of the puppies didn't sell right away, and then as he stayed, I started liking him, somebody couldn't buy him. I would have that dog. You know, there's nothing wrong with having that passion is what I'm saying, because it don't sound like it's causing you any problems. You're just passionate, and you get attached. Bro,
Sometimes I get a little bit too attached, you know. I hate to admit it. I don't have a woman around right now.
Bro, what I'm saying is when you get too attached, what do?
I don't have a woman around in my life anymore, and I've been tempted to put peanut butter on my genitalia a few times, which is pause for concern.
Okay, man, I see right now you bullshitting me, man. Hey, bro, I don't play this bullshit, man. If you want to bullshit, call one of them other shows, man. Why you got to call me with this shit, man?
I've got an issue. I called it. Heard about it. I got
it. Hey, man, I'm calling, bro. I don't want to hear your shit. 646, what's up?
Bros, buddy, yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you talking about the subject, or can I talk about a situation with a woman?
Talk about, bro.
Okay, I just have a question to ask your opinion and what you think I should do, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So I was in a relationship with this woman for like a year, and most recently she said something I didn't like, and I raised my voice. So in other words, I showed my anger. She saw that I was upset, somewhat emotional, and she didn't like it. She backed away, and I know that I shouldn't have done that. So my question is, there was, actually two other incidences where she said something that I didn't like, and I reacted inappropriately.
Bro, do me a favor. Get to the point.
Okay, so my question is, she pulled away for about 2 weeks, right, of not being consistent, in terms of cooking, cleaning, doing what she was doing routine-wise for 2 weeks. So my question is, am I not supposed to address that situation if she's not doing anything or not saying anything for 2 weeks?
2 weeks ago. Don't nobody be caring about this bullshit y'all be talking, man. You know goddamn well if it's a problem right now, it's going to be a problem 2 weeks from now. So why the fuck don't you address it right now? Why didn't you?
So I did address it, and a few times I just thought it up.
Yeah. Are you trying to play games, or do you want me to talk to you? Because what the fuck did you do addressing it?
I told her that I know that you're upset because of what I did. Apologize. What are we going to do now? Do you want to continue?
Hey, listen, what you just said is why she's being an asshole.
Okay. Is what?
What I'm saying, you say you addressed it, and then I asked you, what did you say addressing it? All you did was apologizing for standing up, but you didn't for what you don't want to fuck with. And she said, this nigga a punk.
What, I'm sorry, can you say, what was the problem? I'm sorry, can you say that again?
The problem is when you told that motherfucker what you didn't like or whatever, some was said that you didn't like, and you stood up, and she caught it and said something about it, that was her checking you. And when you responded, you totally accept being checked. Talking about you sorry. Oh, I said this wrong. Man, fuck you, bitch. I might not have said that, but that would have been my attitude. You motherfucker, what the fuck are you talking about? See, you would have did that. That goddamn bitch would have been riding your dick right now. Bitches don't like punk-ass motherfuckers, man. I don't know why you don't understand that shit.
Nah, but if I may add something, I apologize only because I know that I did overreact. So I was just owning up to
mistake. Stop,
that's the only reason.
Stop. Who said you overreacted?
Who said I overreacted? I know I overreacted. I mean, she said it, but I overreacted.
Well, hey, man, look, if you won't help, quit bullshitting me, man. You must have did way more than you said you did. If you know you overreacted, what the fuck did you do?
What, like, well, I raised my voice.
See, you a punk.
I raised my voice.
Hey, you a punk. You can't stand up around no goddamn bitch because you believe really stupid shit. Sometimes you gotta raise your voice. What that mean, you wrong?
Oh. Well, okay. Not just, but I mean, it was the tone. It was the aggression in my tone. It was the aggression.
Hey, man, listen. You can see or accept that you did something that wasn't the best thing to do. But you weren't wrong because you was voicing your opinion about something you didn't like. So, goddammit, sometimes, baby, I get kind of, you know, up to an 8 or a 9 when I could, you know, do just as well at a 5. And that's how you talk to women. You don't be letting that bitch check you, man. You a punk when you do that. Motherfucker.
Well, I mean, I wasn't.
What, man? What? What was you going to make an excuse about, man? What? I got up.
No, because I'm
really tired of your excuses, man. To tell you the truth.
Okay, so I mean, pretty much, I told her.
Pretty much,
I addressed it.
Hey, pretty much, this conversation ain't dead shit for you. You gonna still go over there and kiss this bitch ass and wanna fuck her?
I actually, just it's been 2 weeks, so I pretty much called her on the phone and told her, we haven't been talking for 2 weeks. You told me that you need time. And I told her that it's done. I called her on the phone and had a conversation with her and told her that we're just going to go our separate ways because...
Why the fuck are you asking me about the bitch?
Well, I'm just asking you, Rose, but if I made the right decision.
You did what you were supposed to do, but you did it way later than you were supposed to do it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Hey, 202, what's up? Washington, D.C. Come on, baby.
What's up, bud? Jonathan Gentry.
Jonathan, what's happening?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to let you know, man, kings to you, man. I like the new background. It looks really nice. I see that you are still a go-getter. Brother, you are about your word. You are a motivator and an inspiration to all of us in the council, for sure. You know, and I just wanted to say to the listeners, if you listen to the last call, you will be able to hear how individuals function without SWU. When you go to SWU, you're going to get some very strict tools that are going to change you. Nobody's going to tell you what they are. You'll never really be able to pick them out through the calls. Like Buzz said, these calls are for us. They really ain't for y'all, you know. So I just want everybody to know, until you put your money where your mouth is, you will continue to go through the same problems that you're going through right now. And it's not going to help you calling in and trying to figure it all out, because you just won't understand what you're trying to what you will be exemplifying to the person listening to you when you converse with them. You know, so, but I just want to say thank you. You know, I'm not kissing your ass. I just want you to know that, you know, I'm moving and grooving, handling one thing at a time, taking care of business. And I'm really appreciative of the opportunity that I took myself to take a risk on myself to go to SWU. And I look forward to other brothers coming through. Yeah, what up?
Check game. Listen, man. You hear me say all the time I'm selfish and conceited.
As a motherfucker.
Let me tell you something. I appreciate what you just said as far as how this shit really helps you, blah, blah, blah. But I'm only doing it to make my dick hard. Because when I hear some shit like this, man, if I had a piston here, I'd probably, you know, have to cut the show off. I would be in and went and fucked and said like that motherfucker. This shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jonathan, this shit fully turns me on to see and hear, you know, a motherfucker that was slipping and doing wrong shit come on with a command of himself that he got through fucking with SWU. Because that's all, Jonathan, and the cold part about it is damn near you came up with all of this. I just told you what to do to see it.
That's true. It's all about me.
Hey, that's why it's so successful. This ain't no one thing fit all. This is something unique. It's just moldable. It can be molded to you. But shit, if you ain't going to show me who you are, how the fuck am I going to help you? Man, you guys. You guys that graduate just don't know what you do for me is what I'm saying, John.
I just want you to know that by you continuously growing and not staying stagnant, you don't know what you're doing for us.
Oh, wait. You know what? Yes, I do. I'm showing you how to grow old gracefully.
I know that's right.
All right,
you're
going to
be 69 this year, man. You're going to be 69 this year, but this is a great year.
You going to be 69?
No, I said you're going to be 69 this year.
No, I'm going to be 70.
You're going to be 70? Oh, yeah. Man, that's even better. This year in Vegas, it's going to be a hell of a time. Go ahead, man. I just want you to know, man, that I'm out here. I'm listening. The council is out here. We're in the chat room. Keep doing your thing, bud. Glasses up.
All right. You know, be cool. Thanks. I appreciate you, Jonathan. Hey, 682, what's up?
Professor Rosebud, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
This is Broderick White.
Broderick, I've been seeing shit from you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to come
Broderick,
in and...
Broderick. See, it's something I think you and Alexander both are doing it. But you motherfuckers showing off, man. You making show is known that your motherfucking ass ain't, you know, in the same place you was last year at this time. You and Alexander posting shit, you probably always did. But the things you saying, I just love it, man. Go ahead, though.
I appreciate that, Professor. And you can only enhance that, listeners, by joining SWU. Now, I'm calling because just what you mentioned a few minutes ago about how the older fellas and the brothers on the block would check a young brother. Well, I'm calling to check these jokers that's coming in, you know, with the foolery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get your ass in SWU. Tighten your shit. Drag your nuts, man. You know, that brother that called talking about he apologizing and all of that. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Hey, Broderick, you heard me chop his head off of saying that goddamn shit.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys just listening. I don't just think this. I don't just say this. I fuck with motherfuckers at SWU that come out thinking this same way. Rodri, don't you? I mean, what? Have you, like, took a 180?
What'd you say, Professor?
Have you took a 180 as far as the way you think?
Hell yeah, I took a 180. Shit, I got laced.
You guys got to understand that this is what it's about. You a trucker, ain't you, man?
You know them wheels. Them wheels is turning and I'm earning. You know what I'm saying? Truck drivers jump on this shit.
Hey, are you guys checking this out? He ain't gonna say, yeah, I'm a trucker. He gonna put his spin on. I love it, Broderick. Little shit like that is what I've been noticing is what you be putting up, man. You and Alexander. Tell that motherfucker I appreciate his ass too, man.
You got it, Professor. And you know, when I got laced out of SWU, this carrot souffle is on display every day.
Carrot souffle, you really made me remember you with that, goddammit, because I didn't know you was the one that put that down. hey, y'all don't know what we're talking about, but this carrot souffle is just part of what this motherfucker be talking about when he kicking it with bitches and you motherfuckers. Think you know what to say to a bro. Hey, let me tell you, what is the right thing to say to a bro, Broderick?
Whatever come to your mind.
Thank you, my brother. And you got that diploma because you believe that shit. Yeah. I'm putting you back in, Broderick. I love that call. Hey, 916, what's up, Sacramento? Come on.
What's up, bud? Calling from Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, but you got a Sacramento number. Okay, what's up?
This is Juan.
I thought you sounded fucking familiar, Juan.
What's going on, bud?
I didn't ask you where you were. You a Sacramento motherfucker, Juan. You know it. What's happening, man?
No, I just heard the caller, too.
Wait a minute. All you motherfuckers who want to say this is all a plot of mine, go on and believe it. Just believe I planned all this shit. It just makes me think and realize how much of a motherfucker you think I am. But for your information, these motherfuckers just was listening in and decided to call in. Period. Juan, what's up, man?
I was going to say that caller, when he was apologizing, it's like, dude, you already had the answer to your own question. You just wanted, he wanted you to confirm, or to co-sign, which you weren't going to do that. So I thought that was like, okay. But now I see what you say, that you can see muddy water through spot dry land. So I'm like, damn, that shit hit different.
hey, Juan, the thing is, hold on, I'm had to come over and turn that off. The thing is, Juan, what makes all the guys calling in so good is that you're a totally different one. They were whoever the fuck they were. One, you had trouble at SWU, didn't you?
That's not even the word to describe it.
One.
It was bad.
One, without detailing, how deep did me and you get as far as me wanting you to get what I was talking about?
How deep does seaweed go?
So Juan, listen. I'm going to ask you something else. How many times did I charge you, and how many times do, as an estimate, do you think you came back to SWU?
You didn't charge me nothing. Hold on. And if you were to, you probably would have banked off me at least. And I said a minimum at least 3,000, because
Juan,
I know you.
Juan, I charged you at first. You paid.
Yeah, you did. You did. I remember.
So I'm saying after I charged you at first, since, you know, me and you had issues. Not manly issues, but, you know, getting my message
yeah.
to you. How many times, not how many times, but, you know, didn't you return a lot of times free?
Yeah, but there was a stipulation to that. And the reason is you see me slowly progressing as even, and I just, yeah, I kept on, I was progressing. You saw that rather than if I was doing the same thing over and over, you wouldn't have let me back.
Okay, you're right. But what I'm really getting at is it's not about the money with me.
Matter of fact, you told me to fuck off. You was like, hey, man, I don't want your fuck. You told me, in some language, you told me to pretty much fuck off.
Because I ain't
That's
really
how serious
looking
you
for any money. I ain't really looking for you. I mean, you're going to have to pay me for what you want, but what you pay, once you pay me, I'm not strict guideline that you only pay for this and it happened in this amount of time and I'm no longer responsible. No, I think me and you did 3 or 4 semesters, right?
Something like that, yeah.
But what I'm saying is the reward. Now, Juan, think of this. What if we did those semesters and nothing occurred for you? It would be a totally different situation than it is now, right?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, some people, they're not going to get it because you said they should get it. They're not going to get it, you know, because everybody else is getting it. But when you embarrass them and you make them sound like they ain't shit and they bring their ass back, that show me they want it. And that's what this motherfucker did all the time. All the time. I would say shit that was pretty cool. But this motherfucker would take it and come back, and he would tell me what the fuck he got from it, and he's ready for some more. I would have felt like a failure if I couldn't have faded him every time he called. One, stay on. I got a lot of callers. Let me try to get them. 480, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say I put my money where my mouth is and just bought the course.
You did what?
I put my money where my mouth is and bought the course.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what's up. I'm going to hook you up through to the show over, too. Good looking out. 586, what's up?
What's up, man?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Mal from Detroit.
Okay.
Look, I've been fucking with you for years and Tariq Nasheed and whatnot for a minute, right? I got the game to where, like, I drink when I get chicks or whatever. I get fucked up tonight. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can get a lot of pussy. Thing is, like, the girls I want, at first, like, after I fuck or whatever, they'd be fucking with me heavy. But I feel like I could be hitting them up a lot. I'd be getting fucked up, too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but check this out, bro. No, check this out. Listen. Do you hear how many times you said fucked up?
Yeah.
That was way too many times to be in the conversation that we was having. So that, whatever the fuck you finna ask me, that's your goddamn problem that you gotta handle. Period. You know, now, another thing you can look at. Who the fuck are you looking at? Tens, woo-woo-woo. All that, you motherfuckers are crazy. You want to fuck with bitches that's already fucking with motherfuckers charging them. Why don't you find the bitch that's a 5? And she's a 5 because she ain't had no motherfucker like you to fuck her right. Make her think she's about something. And the next thing you know, the bitch starts looking, taking care of herself, and you got an 8 or a 9. What about that bitch?
Damn. That's crazy, because I'm in that situation right now.
Listen to me, man. I'm telling you, that's every hoe I caught because I used to look for them. Why do I want to go after the number one bitch? Because I'm trying to, like, get Carrie? No. Let me get a bitch if I'm going to make a badass motherfucker. And she's going to be loyal to me. Come on, man.
See, I got one right there, but I don't think she's...
How you think I was one of the only niggas that never was less than 3 O's my whole career?
I can see why. I can see why I've been listening to you. I can see why. Oh, Bill.
But you getting what I'm saying? No, I ain't really asking you to see why. I'm just, you know, you getting what I'm saying, right?
Reiterate, like, go a little bit deeper. I don't want to say I do just to say I do. You feel me?
What do you think I'm saying?
Give me a regular chick, a fixer upper, and like. Put it on her and then turn her to a team.
Hey, bro. What's the baddest motherfucking, not pimp my ride, but car that somebody didn't adjust it and, you know, remodel or blah, blah, blah? What's the baddest? The ones that's brand new or the ones that some version of an older motherfucker?
Version of an older one.
So what I'm saying, bro.
Version of an older one. Because even a brand new one, once that bitch get old.
Bro,
I'm listening.
It ain't about her getting old. What I'm saying is.
I was talking about the car.
Listen, bro, can you listen? There's an old her. And that old her is that 5 you met. But once she's been fucking with you 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. She's being remodeled. She's in the back.
True.
Getting her curves, even though you ain't doing shit to her. She's making herself see her curves better. She's making herself see where some eye shadow should be. She's making herself become fine. Let's say she was a bigger woman. Not fat, but bigger.
Mm-hmm.
On the verge of being fat. Man, you get that bitch to dress like she's skinny, she's finna be a monster.
Uh-huh.
She's finna be a monster, man. But you get a fat bitch and you try to get her to dress like she's skinny, she becomes a joke. So with those two bitches, you gotta know how to deal with them. So I had a bitch that weighed down there over 300 pounds. And I never really realized how big she was until I took her to the Lane Bryant, I think it was. They just like had big bitch shit. And they shit went up to a 20. But they had 22s in there. So I grabbed a 20 and I told that bitch, but the bitch couldn't get it up her leg. I grabbed the 22. The bitch got it up her leg, but if she put them on, she'd have been squeezed into something she couldn't get into. This bitch was a 26. Now listen. I told that bitch.
I'm listening.
The reason you can't make no money is because you know, since you with me, you want to stand up there with them skinny-ass, fine white bitches.
I fuck with white bitches, too.
Don't you know that there's motherfuckers out there that like big bitches? You think that same motherfucker that like big bitches go pull up on your big old ass in front of some skinny fine assholes and choose you? So
no,
because
if they
ass,
like a man being buried.
The man, be quiet, man. Ain't nobody asking you no goddamn questions.
My bad.
I'm saying, you tell that bitch, take your ass down there where you by yourself. Fuck dressing like them bitches, you just skinny bitches. Dress whatever way that's going to make you look fine, you big old motherfucker. Then that bitch started being one of my best paying hoes. She's with me 2 years. I mean, that ain't a long time, but... Because I didn't have them 24 years and all that kind of goddamn shit. But what I'm saying is when you make the bitch see her for her value instead of some other false-ass bullshit value that some other motherfuckers got, over there that bitch a 10. I mean, do you know what's wrong? I didn't have several.
See, like, sorry, not to cut
can you
off.
You
but
be
see,
quiet?
I can do that with, I can do that
can
with
you,
bitches I don't care about.
Can you
go ahead.
Please be quiet. I don't want to hear your bullshit. I just don't.
Gotcha.
I've had several 10s. Do you know what's wrong with them?
What? Too
yes
many niggas?
Or no?
They got too. They have too many options.
Hey, bro. Yes or no?
Do I know what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
No. I would feel like I think I do. They got too many. They think they're the shit, and they
okay,
feel like they got
on,
everything.
Hold on. That ain't got nothing to do with what's wrong with them. What's wrong with them?
School me then.
What's wrong with them is they're the worst fuck you can have.
Facts. Don't pull me. Don't. I don't fuck like that. I don't like this. Yeah.
Bro, listen to me.
And they don't never suck dick.
God damn you. Never mind, man. I ain't talking to you no more. All right, bro. I'm gone.
My bad.
I'm gone. 972, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? I was just, I caught the call late, your whole video later. I came in when you and Juan was talking about getting charged. Sound like y'all was just talking about getting charged when you got it, when you're trying to come back into SWU. Is that right?
Yeah, but he didn't get charged, so what's your point?
Okay, well, I disagree. And I don't even know the situation between you and Juan, because
hey,
I know you.
Wait! You disagree with what?
The fact that he didn't get charged.
What, you think he should have got charged?
Yeah. And I believe you weren't going to let him keep coming back without getting charged, even if he didn't have no money. Because if he
wasn't
a money like this, like how
you... Wait. I don't like people to just talk. Juan, you on here. And like I'm saying, that motherfucker said he don't believe I'd let you keep coming back. How many fucking times did you come back, Juan? Fuck that, Juan. You know,
what?
Tell me. How many?
I don't know, about 5 times.
Okay, so, caller, what that say to what the fuck you saying?
Can I ask one myself?
That's
one, gonna tell me he got charged every time. And I know he know he got charged. You weren't holding one hand just allowing him to come in there and sit down at the table and soak this game up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He had to know the certain etiquette to be able to
bro,
sit at that
bro,
table.
Bro, what you can
yes,
say is what you think. But you can't tell me what the fuck I'm doing or what I would do. You don't know me like that. So what I'm trying to tell you is ask Juan whatever the fuck you want to ask him, and Juan, quit all them games. Tell the truth.
Hey,
go,
well, hold on, bud.
Yo.
He did charge me. I can't recall, but at some point when Rosebud got to know me, and I know him on a personal level, he
hey,
didn't
stop,
want my money.
Stop. Juan, I charged you when you first bought the course to come in SWU. And
but,
after that, you came to SWU at least 5 or 6 times with no charge. But, of course, you a man, so you start buying products and this, that, and the other, so I ain't just giving you something. Right or wrong?
Right.
So, caller, what I'm trying to get you to understand is you don't know me, man.
That's exactly what I'm saying, though, bud. That's exactly what I'm saying. He know the correct etiquette in order to fuck with you. And if he didn't know that etiquette, bud, you wasn't going to give him a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't about charging him money. You know what I'm saying? But he's going to definitely come correct. You know what I'm saying? And that's him getting charged.
Oh, okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Wait,
his throat.
Wait, bro. You could have said, it's not that you didn't charge him, bro, but Juan just knew how to come correct. I would have said you right.
Okay. I said it wrong. I'm long-winded. My fault. But I know Juan and I know you, and I know he know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? In my mind. All right,
man. I know what you're saying. Right. Yeah. Hey, 586, what's up?
What's up? This is me again. Look, I
who
feel now I kind of... Victoria, you hung up on me a second ago because I wouldn't be quiet. But just wanted you to know, I did pick up on what you were saying, but I picked up on it after Young Obama. I said, this nigga, and then I started thinking, though. You're right, and what you're saying is if you're having issues with the 10s or whatever, and you have a good time getting the 5s, right, then turn that 5 into a 10 because she already kind of liked you or whatever, or like, or you already got some type of rapport.
No, stop. I'm saying most bitches that are 5s are only 5s because they just not happy. They can look hella different. They just don't because they're in a certain lifestyle that got them looking like they look. It has nothing to do with how much she likes you. But after you show her who she could be and she start being that person, that will be why she likes you. I didn't get it too many times. I didn't took bitches that was strong enough to take bales of hay and throw them up on wagons and shit. I didn't have bitches that lived in the wilderness and shit, man. They ain't thought nothing about being fine. And them motherfuckers had hips, had legs, you know. Oh, man, they didn't really know shit. And then you show them all this goddamn shit. Next thing you know... If you a weak motherfucker, you be trying to keep that bitch off the track. You be wanting to fuck her too much. It's like that. And the only way you or any of you motherfuckers will get to learn this is if you fuck with a lot of bitches. You can't fuck with no one or two bitches and learn this shit I'm talking about.
I've been around. I got another question. I say, because I got this thing where I'll be like, I'm pretty fit because I work out and shit like that. But I like thicker white girls. Or like white girls.
Wait. What's wrong with your phone? Why am I hearing all this static?
Oh, that ain't me. That's probably somebody else. It's like a third party.
Oh, that's somebody because I got 3 motherfuckers on. All right, go ahead.
So, like, I work out a lot of stuff like that. But I'm naturally, like, kind of fit. But, like, I like thicker white girls. Like, or just white girls with ass. So, like, I'd be like, come to the gym with me or whatever because I want them to lose their stomach or whatever. So they start going. And I know this. I know it's me. You know what I'm saying? I know it's me because, like, once I stop, they lose all interest.
Come on, man. Can you just tell me what you're talking about? God damn.
I don't need to go to the gym that much, but like say I like bigger chicks with flat stomachs. How do I get a girl to go to the gym even if I don't want to go? I don't have to go with her every time, or I don't want to go every time. Or do I have to go with her every time just to leave this by example?
Hey, all you guys that's listening to this bullshit, let me tell all you guys what to do. You tell that bitch to take her ass to the gym. And if you don't take your ass to the gym, you ain't going to want me to be turned on to 10. You might well be turned on to 7, which I could push a 7.5. But I ain't going to get turned on to 8. I ain't with the stomach. I ain't got to go. I can have a gut. Ain't got nothing to do with me. You already like me, bitch. But I'm telling you, I don't like you. You keep having that gut. That's if you like that. I would never say that.
But I don't mind. I do know that.
Bro, that's why I'm
gonna. Do I gotta say it like that?
I didn't say you gotta say it like what the fuck I said. I just said what I would say and how I would say it. You can get the idea of what I'm doing, which is letting the bitch know lose the stomach, and you can say it how the fuck you want to say it. How about that?
All right. Bet. Like I got her a gym membership and all that stuff.
You just want to talk about it. You don't really want nothing solved. You just want to say some shit. So I ain't got time for that, man. All right, Juan, what was we kidding?
Yeah.
What was we talking about?
We were talking about me going into SW several times and finally getting it.
Okay, let me ask you this, Juan. Those times you was going, you accepted you wasn't getting it, right? Did that deter you coming or not?
No.
So what I'm saying is, whoever is listening, you got to understand, besides me being chicken shit, I know what to say.
I'm still on good. Let me say something about that.
All right, go ahead.
I haven't graduated from SWU. I know you're going to charge my ass next time I come through that door. I'm looking forward to it.
You sound like
Ramon.
This is Ramon Bales, huh?
Yeah, correct.
I recognize your voice, but I didn't say that at first. You the one was talking about, I ain't going to let a motherfucker come just sit up under me, blah, 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 right?
Yes, sir.
I knew. Okay.
They don't deserve to, if you ask me, though. They don't deserve to, you know what I'm saying? Get it if they ain't paying or getting charged or some kind of way or they
well,
ain't coming correct.
Well, bro, that's rewards. You guys get words so fucked up. That is rewards. Otherwise, I'm giving my time, and instead of it being for nothing, Juan is rewarding me by respecting what he's seeing. So that's me. I told you, everything is about me. I'm selfish.
Okay.
I do shit for me. I'm not necessarily expecting him to do what he did, but I'm certainly expecting him to understand, man, I ain't got to be doing this shit. And periodically, I said some shit to him, not like that, but along them lines, and that motherfucker, you know, responded properly. Me and Juan went through a lot. And then in the end, that motherfucker realized, you know, we just brothers. And it don't matter, you know, I mean, I had all kind of shit happen to me in my life. Don't matter what happened to you. And things along that nature really fuck with some people. And it make them just miss a lot of shit. Until that motherfucker come to terms with whatever it is and realize that it really ain't that. It's him allowing that to be what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to talk about it. I just know whatever the fuck it is, it's in the past. Now, what was you going to interrupt me to say again? Who's that, Juan?
No, I was just going to say, yeah.
Go ahead.
It wasn't until I actually put my full self on front street of what the issue was, and that's why I kept on cutting corners, and it wasn't in really I put myself on front street what the real issue was and why it was hindering me so bad. And once I put it out in front street and actually accepted it that it's something I couldn't control, it wasn't my fault. I'm not gonna get the details. You know what it is. Then
yeah.
I was able to really see what you were providing for me to grow as a man.
Hey, you guys. So I'm a real friend. I don't want him to say what the shit was. I wouldn't say what the shit was, but he's telling the truth. Every semester he was coming back was because he was being true to a point. And that point was whatever the fuck he was talking about just now. And I remember, I think this is right, when we talked in person, right, Juan?
In person? Well, first on the phone and then in person.
Okay, so what I'm saying is the shit came to light, and that's when it was really able to be addressed. And then at that point, this motherfucker had enough of everything in him to combat whatever the fuck this shit could cause. And he did. And to me, that just, like I said, make my dick hard and just make me see that I am so more conceited and pathetic. All I see that for in my head is bigger than it is.
And you know what's up, though? But I will recall.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Juan. Juan, you got cut off. That must have been you making all that noise. Okay, bro. Let me go ahead on and get with what 862 is. Your hand up. You asking something?
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
No, no. That was me, Professor. I was just going to touch on, shit, y'all had a lot in between that time, but what I was going to say was that these fellas need to get their intentions in check. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Old boy was saying he wanna make the girl titties bigger, this, that, and other. Well, get your intentions in check with that motive and push it forward.
If that's the case. Yeah, but, you know, that kind of aesthetic bullshit, I don't fuck with it. But, hey, that's a good point, bro. Hey, so look, you guys, I feel good about kicking it with y'all tonight. Because, well, it's daytime this afternoon. Because this was important. And I just want you all to know that I'm telling you shit that is very true. In life's journey, you're going to meet a few people. Some of them going to be good. Some of them going to be bad. And along the way, somehow you learn to discern which is which. And the sooner the better. Because what I'm saying is, if you fucking don't understand, it's unpredictable. It's the unpredictable things about life that actually keeps you going. If you, you know, want what I'm speaking about, you just got to commit 150%. There's only one way to be a man. And you got to understand. Even if you don't do what I'm saying, but you have this quality, I have to tip my hat to you. To be a man, you need to be committed to the principles of manhood. Those are integrity, chivalry, taking care of business as you say it, and being a totally reliable friend, companion, whatever. Because you gotta, in all of this shit, you have to do ritually as if your goddamn life depends on it. Because it does. At least for me, it's that way. You know, I wake up every morning and I got to think about what the fuck I want to do first. You know, because what I thought I wanted to do when I went to sleep, I might not, you know, really want to do that goddamn shit still. And you know what's so cool about that? I got so many choices. I got classes. I got my books. I got my projects to choose from. But I also got family shit. I mean, I got friends. I got me time. I mean, some mornings I like to wake up, you know, with my little granddaughter. You know, to see her, before she gets dizzy for the day. And some mornings I like to lay in bed and cuddle with the bitch I'm with. Some mornings I like to watch MSNBC for a few hours. You know, and the thing is, it's my motherfucking life. And I'm taking full responsibility for what happens in it. And I'm curious. Are you doing that with your life? Hey, you guys, listen. Please share my book links, my book announcements on your page, on your Twitter. You know, I got 9 books that ask Rosebud. At rosebudtheauthor.com. And what I'm saying is, I need my books to blow up too. You all have watched and listened to me talk about where I'm going with my company. I'm trying to even get it off the ground. I need you. You know, now we got opportunities to blast off in the future. I'm going to be trying to accept manuscripts. But for now, I need to use my own books. And I'm looking for big things for Real Fly Publishing, because that's my publishing company. And thank you, motherfuckers, for everything. Now, I'm motherfucking gone.